You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Text line's a little upset today, Sam.
What?
Apparently, we're all idiots here.
We are dumb. We are very dumb. I can't disagree. You're calling me an idiot. I am an idiot. I fully admit that.
However?
Well, some of the things they're saying are not true, but we don't need to continue that conversation.
Okay.
I'm not listening.
Texter, I am an idiot.
I have new bird guests at my bird feeder.
Dana has, for the last 5 minutes, been staring at her bird camera.
It's a party. Sam, it's a party. The birds have told other bird friends, and now there's like 12.
Okay.
They're just mingling. They're getting to know each other.
Yes.
I need to have a word with your mother about acceptable gifts.
Was this from Big Juicy?
It was.
Oh.
It was.
I will be giving her a call after the program.
Can you give her a call right now?
Say, Linda.
Sure.
Thank you, Sam.
It was her birthday over the weekend.
Sam, apparently on the text line, you're still an idiot.
I saw that. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. While we're waiting for Big Juicy, see if we can get her in here. From NBC News, a man is facing a murder charge over his friend's death.
Yeah.
Okay. After Texas authorities alleged the two men were taking turns shooting at each other.
Oh, okay. And we were doing that.
Why?
Why?
Wait, what?
They were taking turns shooting at each other.
With firearms?
That's what one.
Not bottle rockets or,
no.
Or Roman candles?
Sean O'Donnell, 46, was arrested after his friend was shot in the head. At O'Donnell's residence, deputies responded to the home on August 17th and found an adult man with a gunshot wound to the head. The man, Aaron Prout, was taken to the hospital where he died.
Yeah.
According to the sheriff, Ed Gonzalez, Harris County, the incident was first believed to be a suicide, but things were not adding up. Prout and O'Donnell allegedly put on a Kevlar helmet and took turns shooting at each other with a rifle.
Okay. Okay.
Were other items found at the scene, like paraphernalia?
I'm going to go with not encyclopedias, Dan.
Encyclopedias were not found in the home.
Dang it. Sounds very methy.
Lord. Did you hear that? Well, there's two stories I just want to bring up. I'm not necessarily looking to make these topics. We have one postal worker who is accused of stealing more than $330,000. To fund a swimming pool and other.
How big was the pool?
And then here's the kicker. Not just any postal worker, a former postal fraud investigator.
Well, if anybody would know how to get away with it.
Right?
One would think it would be him.
Yes. Accused of stealing a lot of money from a lot of people. I think checks and the like.
Was it a him or a her?
Pretty sure in this case it was a him.
Rare.
I know. Very, very rare. Huh. He is charged federally. And, he didn't just pay for a pool. He paid for a patio.
Again, how big?
It's pretty nice. Underground. Stone.
That's not a $330,000 pool, though, is what I'm getting at.
He laundered the stolen cash and used it for outdoor renovations. Oh, escorts.
Now that can get expensive.
Three Caribbean cruises. Man, it's a 45-count indictment.
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
I don't know.
Always say Caribbean.
No, if you are an 80s pop star, it's Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Queen.
Mm-hmm. Queen, yeah. Caribbean
Queen. Why does he say Caribbean?
Well, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he is from Jamaica.
They still say Caribbean in Jamaica. They don't say Caribbean.
How do you know?
Why can't I think of that singer's name?
Billy Ocean.
Thank you. It's always bothered me that he mispronounces Caribbean.
He's from Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's how they say it in Trinidad and Tobago.
Maybe it is, Dana. I don't know.
Wait,
what did I miss?
Nothing.
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean?
See, I say Caribbean.
Oh, gosh. Okay, hang on.
But Billy Ocean says...
Caribbean.
Caribbean Queen.
He says... No,
yes.
Well, that's not right.
Play Caribbean Queen.
The chorus.
The chorus. He says Caribbean.
Well, Caribbean Queen.
I can only play so many things at once. We might be all wrong.
What is it, Caribbean?
Caribbean. Caribbean?
Caribbean.
See, I was right.
I think it's Caribbean.
Caribbean. So I'm correct.
Okay.
And now we're waiting for, well, we'll just come back with Caribbean Queen. We'll do it as bumper music when we come back.
Everybody knows. You've heard the song. He very clearly mispronounces it.
He wants his Caribbean Queen.
I've never listened that closely to Billy Ocean ever in my life.
Oh, he's a gem.
Welcome to the best part of your day, Sam.
Hey, you.
Get into my car.
Now, that's
creepy.
That's a creepy song. Out of my dreams, get into my car. Okay. His real name, by the way, is Leslie Sebastian Charles.
Which is why he goes by Billy Ocean.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Aaron Judge has now tied. Seriously? See?
I had to hear it. Okay. Aaron Judge, sorry.
Aaron Judge hit his 358th career homer in Sunday's game against the White Sox, moving him into a tie with Yogi Berra for fifth in Yankees history with most home runs. Who does he follow? Hall of Famers Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Lou Gehrig, and Joe DiMaggio are the top four. To get to Joe DiMaggio, he just needs three more. Wow. And then Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle, and definitely Babe Ruth are way up there.
Okay. When we get back, we have a rare instance where the person fleeing from police is the one who died. But it's the way they died. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we have ever seen this, Scott.
Well, the trooper is under investigation.
Why?
We'll get to that in a minute. A story here from NBC News. An over-the-counter nasal spray, which has been used for years as a safe and effective treatment for seasonal allergies, could potentially prevent COVID. According to new clinical...
Afrin?
No. It's azelastine.
Okay.
It works as an antiviral against a range of respiratory infections, including the flu, RSV, and COVID. German scientists recruited 450 adults, mostly in their early 30s. They tested the nasal spray in each nostril three times a day. Isn't that stuff addictive?
I have read that once you start using those types of products, kind of like Carmex back in the 80s,
addictive.
You would put Carmex on and then your body would want more Carmex.
There's a conspiracy theory around Carmex.
No, it's true.
Oh, it smells so good.
I got addicted to Carmex when I was a freshman at the University of Nebraska. I could not stop.
The conspiracy is that it's actually designed to dry your lips out.
Yes.
It feels like it's moistening them initially.
But it doesn't.
And over time, it dries them out so that you become addicted. And yes, nasal sprays can be addictive.
And not like necessarily addictive, like I was like going into shakes and craving Carmex on, or is it Carmex?
Carmex.
Carmex. Yeah.
Carmex is where you sell the car. Right. Carmex is what you put on your face.
Carfax is what you get when you want to learn about the car.
That's the one
what
with the
fox. What if you're looking up the car facts to buy a car from Carmex while applying Carmex? Mind blown.
Oh, boy. But anyway,
you're so dumb.
I could not go a single day without. I mean, I would apply Carmex onto my face constantly. And it was because I would wake up in the morning and my lips would almost be chapped.
I was that way. I used Carmex for a couple of years through high school, and then I started using the hippy dippy stuff, and doesn't happen anymore.
Anyway. All right, 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. One of our crosstown competitors is reporting that CAGS is back in town.
The old September 1st roster expansion. Bringing them home.
They also called up Carter Jensen, who went to Park Hill High School. He's up.
Good.
He got called up.
I shall bring out my jersey this evening.
Is he in the lineup tonight?
No hit CAGS?
Can't hit CAGS.
Stop it! You stop that!
Let's see who's in the
stop
line.
It.
Taking on the Cardinals?
I don't know who they got tonight. Let me look.
Ooh, drum roll, please. Angels, by the way. Cags is not in the
lineup. Oh, well, he'll be back.
Maybe.
Can't hit Cags. That is one of the funniest nicknames you've ever come up with.
It is not funny, and I do not want to hear it on this program again. I love that child.
All right.
Now we're getting serious. A suspected drunk driver died after a Missouri State Highway Patrol trooper used force to try to stop him from fleeing.
Is that what we're calling it, force? Pit maneuver!
It was a pit maneuver, causing his SUV to run off a Kansas City highway and crash. The fatal crash occurred during a brief pursuit that began around 1:20 in the morning on Saturday along I-35 near Northeast Choteau Trafficway in the Northland. The trooper spotted a silver Chevy Tahoe traveling north, suspected the driver might be intoxicated because couldn't stay in a single lane, almost struck the guardrail multiple times. The driver allegedly posed a risk to the public, according to the Highway Patrol. The trooper attempted to stop the vehicle, but the driver allegedly refused to stop, so the trooper gave chase. A minute later and about a mile down the road, just south of North Brighton, the trooper attempted a tactical vehicle intervention called a pit maneuver, in which they deliberately make contact with the vehicle to cause it to spin out. It did spin out, and it crashed, and the driver, who was suspected of being intoxicated, died.
So you mentioned that he's under investigation. I assume that that is a routine
I would assume so as
investigation.
Well. Yeah, it just says that they're investigating the crash. He's under investigation.
Because they practice that maneuver.
Yep.
You know, they don't like it when you run.
Well, they also don't like it when you're driving drunk.
When you're driving drunk and you're fleeing, you know, they have to weigh what is safest. To get this person off the road, what is the safest thing to do?
And you're not pulling over, and we think you're drunk.
We don't have the Grappler 6000 with us, so what do we do?
And it wasn't as if this was a 20-mile chase.
No!
This was 1 mile. It lasted less than 1 minute. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry that this young man lost his life. I am. But when they turn the lights on, that means you turn your car off.
Pull over, see what's going on.
Deal with it later.
Yes.
You know, if you think that you're being pulled over for the wrong reason or that they're being unreasonable, deal with that some other time.
And now it can't be dealt with later.
And can you imagine, Dana and Sam, can you imagine what the reaction would have been if the trooper turns on his lights?
Yep.
And I'm not even remotely suggesting that this guy's in trouble at all. I think he actually made the right call. It's just unfortunate the way things turned out. But can you imagine if he had turned on his lights, this suspected drunk driver takes off, not tonight, and kills a family of four down the road?
Nope.
If the trooper had not given chase? We would be up in arms. Why didn't that trooper pursue him? He's clearly a danger to society. He's going to hurt somebody. And then he ends up colliding with a car and kills four people.
And we talk about chase or not, and there are so many horrifyingly bad stories of when a chase went wrong and times that, quite frankly, they didn't need to chase.
Right.
And a family of four that was completely innocent and a bystander died because of it.
It's always the bystander. That's why I said earlier in the show, Sam, this is one of the rare instances where it is the suspect who was injured or killed.
However, if you put out a policy announcement saying, we are the police and we are never going to chase again. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's just going to
take a guess of how many criminals or even not criminals are going to stop when those lights come on.
None. Did you mention the driver was 41 years old?
I did not mention his age. I don't even know that the story I have has it.
41 years old.
Okay.
I don't know why I think in a story like this, the driver's going to be 25. But I did. I just assumed this was a younger male.
Well, the theory has always been that, and you're right, Dan, and this is one of those rare occasions where somebody who was allegedly drunk didn't survive the wreck. And there's long been a theory, I don't know if it's true or not, that the reason is that they normally survive is because the alcohol has relaxed them. They don't tense up.
Do you believe that?
I don't know.
There is science backing that, yeah. One of the first things we do when we anticipate an impact is to tense up. we prepare, which increases the risk of injury. Is there a chance he wasn't wearing a seatbelt?
Was not wearing a seatbelt.
Well, there you go.
Ejected from the car.
Again,
drunk or not, you're not surviving that one.
No. And again, unfortunate that he passed. And for his family, I'm sorry. But it's not an option when they turn the lights on. It's not a suggestion.
It's not a suggestion.
Yeah. Hey, you know, would you mind pulling over? Would love to have a conversation. No, he's saying pull over.
And the pit maneuver is probably the most common practice when it comes to police chases.
Yeah, because especially on a highway, you don't have time to get stop sticks out.
Right.
You know, and the goal is I need to get this guy off the road immediately. I don't have time to radio up to, you know, my partner 10 miles up the road and say, hey, we're coming. Go and lay out the stop sticks.
At 95 miles an hour. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Right. You know, and what do you do with every other car that's on the high? Now, granted, it was 1:20 in the morning, and I'm sure that there weren't a lot of other cars on the road. But there's still going to be other cars, so you've just got to sit and wait. And what if he takes off, you know, and catches up with one of those cars and runs into them? Clearly, according to this story, he was incapable of maintaining a lane. Damn near hit the guardrail a couple of times.
41 years old from Kansas City, Kansas.
Again, unfortunate. But, I mean, you got to take them off the road immediately. It is well known that heat causes exhaustion in the body due to dehydration, but aging, a new study concludes that extreme heat accelerates the aging of the human body. A worrying fact, given the increasing frequency of heat waves due to climate change.
On anyone who works outside.
Mm-hmm. Researchers are not talking about the effects of solar radiation on the skin, but biological aging. Unlike chronological age, that answer that you give when asked how old you are, your biological age reflects how well your cells, your tissues, and your organs are functioning. Biological age can be calculated by looking at physiological and molecular markers in the body, as well as by using various tests. So extreme heat makes your body age more quickly.
Wouldn't everyone then in Arizona die earlier?
Well,
and it's the opposite. I think for the most part, Arizona is one of the healthier states.
Well, and people move there when my aunt moved there when she got older.
Who else lives there? This is correlation, not causation.
Who else lives in Arizona?
Wealthy.
Yeah.
And when you live in that type of environment, you typically live differently than someone who lives in the cold.
What do you mean?
You don't wear a coat?
Like you would drink more water and eat more fresh vegetables and take care of yourself differently.
But you're also in extreme heat. Now it's a dry heat.
Oh, stop saying that.
No humidity.
My God.
Would you ever live in Arizona?
I love.
But would you live there?
Sedona, I love Scottsdale. I would not be able to live there.
Too hot?
Too hot.
Yeah.
But I have friends who go for like 12 weeks.
Like in the winter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
Snowbirds.
My aunt has lived there since the 80s.
Year round?
Oh, yeah. She lives in Sun City.
I've heard people say you just don't go outside during the day. Like you wait until the sun goes down. You take your walk at 7 p.m.
In Vegas.
Yeah. You're just inside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Hey, don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. Sam does a great job getting every hour posted on the podcast as soon as we finish that hour. And you can find the Dana and Parks podcast at KMBZ.com. We would be remiss, and shame on me for not bringing this up earlier. Today is the official 80th anniversary of the ending of World War II. It was on this date 80 years ago that Japan signed their unconditional surrender on board the USS Missouri.
Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And they were on CNN this morning. They interviewed one of the young sailors who was on. He's still alive.
Oh, wow.
He's still alive. He's 101 years old. And he was recounting how he remembered what happened on this day 80 years ago.
Wow.
And he was right there. as Douglas MacArthur and whoever the Japanese official was signed the unconditional surrender of the Japanese.
Wow.
The Philadelphia Eagles have formed a unique partnership for the 2025 NFL season. They now have a sponsor, an official sponsor for the Tush Push.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. They have an official sponsor for the Tush Push.
Is there nothing that the NFL will not slap an advertisement on?
Please tell me it's dude wipes.
It is.
Yes!
No, it is not!
Yes, it is.
Yes!
Yes, it is.
We were just talking about dude wipes yesterday. I cannot believe you just said that.
What are dude wipes?
Exactly what you think they are.
Dude wipes are the extra large baby wipe, but instead of being baby wipe scented, they smell masculine or yes. no scent, and they're intended for the burly man.
Male use.
Because using baby wipes is not manly.
This is where you've seen it and heard it. Harry Higgs, who graduated from here, is on the PGA Tour.
Is it for front or back?
Any way you want to use it.
Okay.
The commercial's even talking about using them like cleaning up your hands while you're camping.
Whatever you want to use it for.
You're a dude. Wipe it.
Okay.
They also sell little dude wipes.
You know, I'm not kidding you.
Young boys?
Yes.
Oh, my sons
for your children.
Love the dude wipes. But plus, everyone loves Harry Higgs. We were playing yesterday, and my girlfriend looks at me and said, "You just miss Harry Higgs. He was inside the pro shop." I said, "You've got to be kidding me."
Who the hell's Harry Higgs?
PGA Tour. Harry Higgs, he reps dude wipes. So when you see him on the tour, his shirt says dude wipes.
And you were talking about the NFL being willing to sell anything? What about Harry Higgs?
Just saying it's hilarious. And he's local. And I said, if I ever had the chance to meet him, I would say, thank you. My son loves dude wipes.
Do they put him down the toilet?
No.
Good. They do. That's the problem.
That's where you get, what was the term called?
That island of...
Flarge?
Flarge. Is that right?
Flarge?
It's some awful word.
Wet wipes in the ocean. What do you call that?
Manchester United has just fired their manager after only 3 games.
Oh.
Oh, no. Former Man U. He was coaching a German club. What is it called?
A Fatberg.
Fatberg.
That's right.
Blech.
We talked about that last week.
Word.
Accumulation of wet wipes in the ocean.
Fatberg. Well, or clogging sewer systems.
All right, Sam, we have an update now on the Chuck E. Cheese mascot arrest from a couple of weeks ago.
In July, we brought you all the news that there was a mascot down in Tallahassee, Florida, who happened to be working at the Chuck's Entertainment Cheese when he was caught. Police had been looking for him because he was accused in credit card theft, specifically from patrons of Chuck Entertainment Cheese. And he was taking the cards and spending the money, allegedly. And he was arrested in the Chuck E. Cheese costume. We now have the body cam footage of police walking into that children's birthday party where he is entertaining.
For real?
A circle of children. Full on. There's kids in a half circle.
Okay.
As Chuck Entertainment Cheese is doing his thing.
Don't resist. Do not resist. Don't. Let your hands go. Let your hands go.
Oh no, do not resist.
Did you hear the little kid go, oh no?
And so you continue to watch the body cam footage, and of course they're arresting this man who's accused of crimes. And as each time that they pan away from him, right, because it's strapped to his chest, so he has to physically turn his body for the camera to move. Each time you can see the crowd, there is another kid running away in terror. And then one kid runs by and again says, stop resisting.
Well, good. They're wise. These are wise young people.
And scarred for life. Now, the police at the time tried to claim that they had no other choice. This video certainly argues that they had another choice.
Well, I mean, but now in fairness...
Why not wait?
Okay.
They didn't think he was armed and dangerous, did they?
Should they just wait outside while other crimes are being committed throughout the metropolitan area?
I don't know. Those kids are all going to need therapy now.
That's a great question, but taking Chuck E. Cheese's head off,
you know,
literally,
can you imagine,
is not necessary.
Can you imagine the 911 operator saying, yeah, they'll be there later. Right now, they're waiting out a guy at Chuck E. Cheese.
You guys, the video is as bad as you think it is.
It's a half circle of kids. They're all looking at Chuck E. Cheese. Two cops come up from behind him and start saying, do not resist. not resist. Stop resisting.
God.
And he was wanted on credit card fraud, right?
Specifically for allegedly stealing credit cards from patrons at that establishment.
Of course it's Florida.
And
where else would it be?
And then you see a mom, Sam. What is the mom saying?
I want my money back.
I think she's yelling. They don't take the hat off until he's the mascot head off.
Until he's about ready to walk out the door.
Until he's outside.
So
the kids are not traumatized. They still think Chuck E. Cheese is real.
No, they think Chuck E. Cheese is going to the slammer is what
criminal,
they think.
Yeah.
Only in Florida, man. Only in Florida.
Classic.
Stop resisting.
Sad news here from ABC News. A 13-year-old boy has died while setting off fireworks in Oklahoma. The incident occurred last night near an apartment complex in Tulsa where a group of boys were setting off mortar-style fireworks.
Oh, God.
According to police, someone in the group told police that the victim was holding the tube with the mortar facing his head when it ignited. Obviously, it started a fire. Witnesses pulled the teen away from the fire and called 911, but the teenager did not make it. He's not been named, or she has not been. I'm assuming it's a he. Did you hear about this earthquake in Afghanistan? 1,400 people have died. 1,400.
What was the magnitude?
It was a 6.0.
My God.
3,124 were also injured. It was about 17 miles east of Jalalabad, which means nothing to me and most of us. After the 6.0 earthquake, then there was a second 5.2 earthquake.
My God.
Anybody see the kid on the monorail at Hershey Park?
How did he get up there?
I do not know. A young boy found wandering atop Hershey Park's monorail track was quickly rescued and reunited with his family, according to a statement from the theme park. The child became separated from his parents, was reported missing at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon over the weekend. According to a statement from Hershey Park spokesperson, the child entered a secured area for the monorail, apparently not that secure.
He's up like 10 stories in the air, by the way.
Slipping past a chained closure at the entrance and a barricaded turnstile. The monorail, thank God, was not in operation at the time. The child was at the closed station roughly 20 minutes before he was discovered, walking along the monorail track, suspended well above the ground.
So video shows this. There's all these parents below that are screaming at the kid, you know,
stop,
just stay put. Let us try to get to you. I think at one point some parent, not even his parent,
a super dad,
climbed up there to try to get him down
and carried him down from up top. Yeah.
Were you guys always intrigued by narrow walkways in high places?
No.
Never in a million years. I'm afraid of heights.
Oh, I used to always try to run up the wall along Warnell by the plaza.
Oh,
my
gosh.
My mom would have a day.
I told you this. Once I was on an escalator at the mall in Topeka, and we just heard this scream, and we're about three quarters of the way, all the way up the escalator. So think about how many stories that is in a mall.
Yeah, sure.
And I look to my left on that black handrail that every escalator has. I see two teeny tiny little hands. A little boy had gone, you know, down on the outside of the escalator and grabbed on like we used to do as kids, but then got freaked out as he got higher and higher and didn't let go. He rode that thing on the exterior almost all the way up.
Oh my God.
Until we heard him screaming. I look left.
Oh my God.
I throw my stuff down. We reach over and grab him.
You saved his life.
My God, he was probably three.
Danny, you saved his life.
I mean, he would have, my God, concrete below. So then we've got this kid that does not belong to us. He's crying. We're like, it's okay, buddy. What's your name? It's okay. So we do the loop.
He was on the exterior.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We do the loop, go all the way back down to come back down the escalator with this kid that we're holding. I was probably 16, and we just see this.
Who are you with?
One of my girlfriends from high school.
Oh, my God.
They're going to Claire's. Check out the Orange Julius
stand. Can you imagine
stand?
If you had reached for him and you missed?
My God, Scott. I still remember that child's name because he was just.
What was his first name?
Trevor.
Trevor. Old Trevor.
We said, buddy, what's your name? And he goes, Trevor Corey Brown.
Trevor Corey Brown.
Forget it as long as I live. And then we just see this
dad. He'd be in his 40s by now.
Running. And we said he was on the escalator. And the dad goes, he rode up the escalator. We go, no, he was on the outside of the escalator.
That dad should have written you a check for whatever you wanted.
God. You just aged her horribly.
Scared me to death.
Well, yeah, you're right. Sorry about that. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Sam, we have another bird detected on the bird feeder at Dana's house.
God help us.
Appears to be a blue-footed booby.
Okay. This is not yet the bane of our existence, but it will be.
Sam.
It will be.
During every single commercial break today.
Oh, now we're playing. Okay.
They just make the cutest little noises.
During every break, there's like this noise pooping that her phone makes. She goes, apparently we have another bird. Stand by.
Do we know what the eviction is yet?
No.
Very intrigued by the idea of the eviction.
We believe squirrel.
It is a smart bird feeder so that apparently when there is a squirrel, it either launches it like when we were kids and someone jumped off of the teeter-totter when we were on the bottom part, or it makes some sort of noise it doesn't like. And it can tell whether it's a squirrel or a bird.
By weight, I'm assuming.
It is.
Presumably.
Yeah.
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 Because otherwise it would, like...
The AI, if it's identifying the birds, it can also say, well, you're not a bird.
And for $7.99 a month, which I have not signed on to, we're trying to...
For how much?
Shed subscriptions, add them. $7.99 a month.
Oh, my
gosh. It will tell you exactly what kind of birds are visiting. The problem is, they're all, at this point...
Birds.
Sparrows. Yeah. And every once in a while, there's a woodpecker or a cardinal.
Tell you what there ain't. Chimney swifts. Yeah.
Well, the chimney swift population is decimated in that part of town.
Well, because it's three fewer than it was.
Because of Johnny.
It's three fewer than it was.
Johnny's lucky he's not in cuffs.
God.
Headed to the federal courthouse
now. Stop resisting.
Stop resisting.
That is terrible.
So, but it's free to just watch.
Yeah.
But if
you
want
us to death,
it's a nice one. I mean, my mom bought it and ordered it, I think, online, and it came a couple nights ago. You do have to have Wi-Fi nearby, and you have to have sun nearby because it is solar powered.
Oh, so the battery stealing idea is not going to work?
No, you're not going to come steal my battery and squash my joy.
If you know what, and I'm being serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being serious.
Yeah.
If this gives you some serenity,
yeah.
If this calms you, then I'm all for it. Who could be against it? Oh.
You know what, Scott?
Yes, Dana.
You're getting one of these for Christmas.
I don't want. I'm good.
I am telling you. I am going to drag you into birding with me. Just bird viewing. You don't have to go out and buy binoculars. You used to name the squirrels in your backyard.
That was during COVID and I was very lonely.
Okay. I'm just telling you, I think you're going to enjoy this more than you think.
I may not be able to steal the battery, but gray spray paint is really cheap.
Samuel! Would you vandalize my bird buddy?
Should we go on like a covert night operation?
We have to bear crawl and barrel roll at least three times.
Unauthorized visitor detected.
Birthdays today. Keanu Reeves is 61. Mark Harmon is 74. Terry Bradshaw is 77. And Eric Dickerson, arguably one of the greatest running backs of all time, is 65. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.